99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show
right now
on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 47, chilly outside. You know what I did this morning, Kelly?
What did you do?
I treated myself and my buns to a little blast of the little heat warmer there.
Blasted a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bun blast?
Yeah, I hit the bun warmer there on the car on the way in, so,
I think you're going to have to do that again tomorrow, because it's supposed to get down to, like, what she said, the 30s?
Well, by
tonight?
By Friday night, lows in the... Yeah, mid-30s.
Wow.
And then I'm even hearing a killing frost over the weekend.
Killing frost? That sounds... Listen, we got murder hornets, we got killing frost. This sounds very...
Coronavirus,
deadly.
All that.
It's
yeah.
A lot.
No, that is a lot.
It's
but
aggressive.
A little blast of the heat warmer from your car seats kind of make everything nice. We went to bed with the windows open last night.
Ooh.
Woke up and it was
chilly.
Frigid
yeah.
in our house. And I kind of like that where, you know, you're kind of underneath your warm covers, but it's like cool in the room there.
You like that?
But my daughter had come down and slept with us in the middle of the night. And then when she does that, she finds a way at what? Her small 9-year-old stature
uh-huh.
to commandeer every bit of cover, space,
sure,
all that, and to where I'm like, why am I so cold? And then I like look over and I'm like, I don't have any covers on
well,
me.
Well, yeah.
And they were all stolen.
Yeah,
so, anyways,
that happens.
Yeah, so good morning, guys. So today on the show, Craigslist Quarantine Connections, we got that. We got several Setting the Bar stories here this morning. We got a naked Australian who saves a kitten, so we got to get to that.
That's a hero right there.
For sure, yeah. Australian heroes need to be celebrated.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them are naked.
Some of them don't wear anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Couple of things. They both deal with free food. I'm going to lump them in together, even though they're kind of separate. Wendy's giving away free spicy chicken sandwiches. They're going to hook you up through May 23rd. Here's the catch. You just got to download Wendy's app on your phone. Click the tab offers. Grab the free spicy chicken sandwich offer. There you go.
All right.
You do have to purchase something first, as is usually the deal, like a drink or fries. Good through the 23rd. Then, truckers at the Henryville rest stop on northbound I-65 were treated to a free meal thanks to a group of people in southern Indiana. So, a couple of friends, Kelly Norman, Terry Martinez, organized this lunch, and truckers were able to get anything you'd get at like a cookout for free.
That's pretty cool.
Which is great. They said they're the unspoken heroes. Without the truck drivers, nobody would have anything. We wouldn't have food. Medical wouldn't have their supplies. We wouldn't have our necessities in life. They wanted to show their appreciation, so they did.
Very nice.
Really cool. So Wade 3 picked up that story. We will tweet that out so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
So did you see that J.K. Rowling is now jumping into the whole having people read for everybody who's quarantined by... bringing Harry Potter books to life.
Yes, and Harry Potter himself
starting
is
with
doing some reading.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yep.
Yeah, they're reading the first book, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Now, those books are pretty hefty. The first book, not as hefty as the rest of them, but the first book, each chapter will be read by a different person. So, as you said, none other than Harry Potter himself.
You got to start with the title guy, right?
Appropriate,
yeah.
Right?
I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and this is chapter one of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, or Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
So do you think did he use voices?
What?
I mean, you like to use voices when
yeah.
you read,
yeah.
right?
Depending on where you are in the world.
I think he's pretty straight read.
Chapter one, The Boy Who Lived. Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal. Thank you very much. They were the last people that you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious because...
I love his accent, you know?
Well, of course.
Got a great accent.
He's Harry Potter.
Is it weird that he's reading this and he knows it's about, like, him? Even though he's the actor, it's not about him particularly.
Right.
But
yes.
Still, I mean, he was made famous by these characters and these roles. You know?
Sure. I would think that would make it extra cool. Coming full circle, maybe?
Right. I will say, though, I am trying to read the entire series to my youngest daughter. We've been going through. We're in the middle of book five right now. And
are you taking breaks to do the little, you know, why does daddy have no hair books?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because those videos are on the website, by the way, WDJX.com.
Yeah. I mean, right. Side note. Okay. That was very personal.
Sidebar.
So, yeah, those books, like J.K. Rowling's takes some liberties with words.
Right.
Making up like different words, like super long words. And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm a college educated guy. And I'm like looking at these words going, how do
I can't sound these out.
I don't know how to pronounce these.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Zoe's like, do you need help? Can I look at it?
Yes,
like,
honey, I need help. Here, yeah, let's see if you can work that out.
Can you figure this?
Can you sound these out?
This out? So anyways, J.K. Rowling releasing that on Spotify. So be looking for that. The Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone each week. A different person's going to read a chapter out of the book. So like I said, Daniel Radcliffe kicks it off. You're going to have David Beckham.
David Beckham?
That's right.
He's not even in Harry Potter.
He's British.
That's true. Eh, that qualifies.
I guess. Think it does, right?
All right. He's a wizard on the soccer field, right? Oh, wow. Look what I did there.
Yes.
Do they need me to read? I have an amazing accent.
I think you should.
I'm just.
I think you should.
You know what, JK? Give me a call.
Your hat into the ring for
all
that
right.
one.
I'm available.
Yeah. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa or Siri to play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio. You can get a podcast, all that. Hometown Heroes, by the way, we are going to be making another delivery this week to another hero that has been nominated by you guys, which is really cool. You know, I love being able to see all the different photos and stories of everybody from healthcare to the service industry to whatever industry that you've deemed, you know, a hero in your eyes.
Well, anyone that's been deemed essential
mm-hmm.
and has had to work the entire time. This whole thing's been going on.
Yep. And we are going to hook you up with some Zaxby's, which is pretty cool. I know Interstate Batteries is jumping in on that as well. But yeah, so this week we're going to be making another delivery. If you want to nominate someone, you're more than welcome to. And we encourage that. WDJX.com. Click on win. And then you can nominate someone as well to get the hookup for some free lunch for them and their crew, you know, and this is what's cool about it. And we've said this before, but, you know, we're not asking the restaurant to donate their food because, you know, restaurants and the service industry, they're struggling too.
Exactly. So we're buying the food. So that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the hero gets fed with their crew. That's another win.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is like a win-win there. When I say the word Samuel L. Jackson, the name, what comes to mind? What type of person comes to mind?
Well, actor, potty mouth.
Right.
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit aggressive.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how he just goes through life, you know?
Yeah.
Just seeing every single role I've seen Samuel L. Jackson in, he has been very aggressive.
Right.
Strong language.
Yeah.
So when SGN got Samuel L. Jackson to yell compliments based on tweets, I was all about that.
Your shirt matches your dog. I like that about you.
That's nice.
Yeah, see,
what a happy Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, a little change of pace.
They could also be heard yelling this.
I don't know if you have hair under that hat, but if you do, I'll bet it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks,
sure.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Absolutely.
And perhaps my very favorite compliment was this.
Your dog's face is almost as cute as my face when I was a baby.
Aw, there
right.
you go. When
was
I
weird.
Was a baby.
Okay. Can you imagine a Samuel L. Jackson baby?
I would love to be able to just be like jogging by the neighborhood and have Samuel L. Jackson scream compliments.
Yes.
That'd be fantastic.
I think everyone should just do that. If you see someone running by, yell something at them in a nice way.
Right.
I really like your yoga pants. Something like that. That could be creepy depending on who's saying it.
That hoodie looks really nice on you.
I bet you're a really nice person if I knew you personally.
You look like you smell nice.
Yeah, well, maybe. Well, that could be a little creepy, too.
Well, I'm just saying you look like you smell nice.
Sure.
I'm not saying you smell nice.
No, I know. Just depending on who is yelling the compliments, that like, can be how it can be.
You look clean.
Yes. Okay. You look like maybe you are going to take a shower later. I don't know, but do people shower before they jog? Usually not. They wait until after,
are we just
right?
yelling at joggers? Is that all we're yelling at?
Yeah, that's right. Typically, that's who's going to be passing by your house, right?
Or what about people?
Dog walkers?
Yeah, walking by with their dog.
Yes. That dog is adorable.
See, who's walking who?
I don't think that qualifies either. That's see, that's why we leave this to the professionals. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Samuel L. Jackson. It's a great idea.
Text from a listener. I bet you look good under those clothes.
Yeah. Well,
see, that, okay, that's a compliment.
Well, it's kind of right? creepy. It's kind of creepy.
Ah, it's a compliment.
I mean, coming from, if you were yelling that at a lady.
Well, if I was yelling at a guy, I guess. I mean,
also creepy.
Does it make it any better?
I feel like it's creepy. I feel like we're going to categorize that as a creepy compliment.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's just bask in the fact that Samuel L. Jackson already did that.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yes.
We got that.
And he did it well.
All right. Coming up, we shift gears and we give you examples of people not performing things right in their life.
Right.
Okay?
They're making bad life choices.
Yeah.
They do it so you don't have to.
We highlight our friendly state of Ohio.
Ah, the Buckeye State. Your home state.
My home state. Yes.
Ah.
Old stomping ground.
Is this like going home?
Just like going home. Oh, setting the bar story. All coming right. up here next. Setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad life choices.
Yeah.
We don't
go
do
to
this.
State of Ohio there. If we can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, calling the fire department to put out the fire in your crotch, you're doing okay.
Did you say?
Yep, I did.
Okay.
All right, we're going to introduce you to Katrina. All right?
Katrina, I have a question.
Katrina, she called the Port Clinton Police Department, which is a city right up by where I vacation. So, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Katrina, she called the police department asking for the fire department.
Uh-huh.
Because that area of her body.
Her nether regions.
Was on fire.
Okay. I'm going to assume it's metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorical. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say that there was not actual flames
okay,
that
good.
Needed to be put out.
Because
so
that would indeed be an emergency.
She said, I need someone to come and put it out with their hose.
Okay.
And because of that, she was charged with a felony disrupting public services and misdemeanor making false alarms.
Did she partake in any sort of the drink before making this call?
Yeah, alcohol was found
right
in the location.
Got it. Okay.
So,
I mean,
hey, I get it. Like, we've all been in that situation where maybe you've gotten a sunburn and it really and it feels like a fire on your body, or you know, maybe you got into some poison ivy. Or,
if she sunburned down there, we also have questions.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe she got a hold of one of those like hot firefighters calendars or something.
I don't need to.
She was inspired.
She got hold of a.
Typically.
A firefighter's calendar?
Firefighter dudes are known to be hot.
And what did
she
do with it?
They're big and beefy. They got to carry the heavy hose. They got to rescue people.
What is she doing? Putting the calendar down in her.
Maybe it's hanging on her wall and she's just like, you know what? He's hot. I'm going to make a call. Maybe. She just looked over in the wall.
You're right. Maybe she was lonely being in quarantine and she's trying to come on to the fire department.
It can do some crazy things to people. So maybe she's just in a moment of loneliness. All she looked over at the hot firefighter calendar on the wall and said, I'm going to make a call.
I do appreciate your justification for it, but
I'm wondering. We weren't there, so we just have to speculate.
You're right.
About what the events that led up to that call.
But we're just going to go ahead and use this as a blanket setting the bar.
Right.
And just,
that's not what they do.
No, they don't. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling the fire department to put the fire out in your crotch.
Yeah, no, that's not what they specialize in.
No.
Okay. No. That's a good note. So we classified that as a non-emergency.
Non-emergency.
No flames involved.
That's set of the bar, guys.
Got it.
On DJX. Feel good. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Listen, at 91 years young, Betty McDonald, she lives in Georgia. She's been getting a little lonely.
Mm-hmm.
This whole quarantine thing hasn't been good. So
sure. To
kind of come up with a unique way to pass the time, she decided she is going to stage daily fashion shows in her front yard. Because listen, she's got three closets full of clothes and jewelry.
Okay.
Like you wouldn't believe, she says. Every day she does a different outfit. She's got a caretaker named Kim who takes pictures. Shares them on the socials because when you look that good,
yeah,
you got to be sharing on the socials.
Need other people to see that.
Right? And this is precious. So her husband passed away in 2007. But listen, He is still the inspiration for her looks.
Aw.
He was my best friend. And he was my personal chef.
Oh, nice.
This is for you, dear John.
Aww.
God bless. Queen Elizabeth has her attire custom made. My attire comes from Goodwill.
Yeah, the queen has her attire custom made.
Oh, okay.
But I Betty, what she, said she gets all of her fashion choices from Goodwill.
Look at that.
And she rocks it. She's adorable. I'll tweet it out so you can see Betty, because, I mean, a fashion show in the front yard with a 91-year-old.
Right.
You got to see that.
Right.
It's cute. At Ben and Kelly Show. We'll tweet it.
My daughters were lamenting that they couldn't go to Goodwill. And looking forward to when quarantine was over, they're like, Goodwill's going to be stocked with so many great things.
Oh, yeah. They have so much stuff.
There's going to be so many things getting rid of all their clothes.
Yes.
It's going to be so great.
People
we
been
can't
doing
wait.
Nothing but cleaning out their closets. Yes.
Right. All right, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see that, at You Feel Good, do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Can we talk real quick?
About?
The baby name. Speaking of baby.
The baby name?
Elon Musk and Grimes. You know, we told you that they welcomed a beautiful baby boy into the world.
Okay.
And have you seen anything about what they called it?
No, I have not.
Elon Musk and singer Grimes welcome their first child together, and he may have the most unique celebrity baby name ever.
Well, that's saying a lot, because there have been some real doozies in the past. I remember one of the weirdest ones that still sticks in my mind, Pilot Inspector.
Oh, yeah. Well, and
I think that was, what was the name that played our Earl?
Mm-hmm.
On that TV show. What's his name?
Right.
That guy.
But, right. and then, you know, obviously Stormy, a lot of people were questioning that. And then, you know, the Kardashian names, Northwest.
Yeah, that's right.
And Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got Michael Jackson's kid, Blanket.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a kid named Apple.
And I mean, you know what? Like I've lived with that now for a decade. I'm cool with it.
Whatever.
Apple.
Sure.
Call it. So.
All right.
So we're getting to now Elon Musk and Grimes' baby name.
So this is going to be the most unique ever.
XIA12 Musk.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah, give me the award. What? How do you say it?
Okay.
Is it letters and numbers? What's happening?
Yes. That's exactly what it is. It's the letter X.
Yeah.
And then it's the AE. That's kind of like conjoined together.
Okay.
And then A-12.
Oh, wow.
Fans did some digging into how you're supposed to say it.
How
some seem to
say
think
it?
The Rocket Man and Grimes' newborn's name means X Ash Archangel Musk, while others believe the X stands for a biblical name, Jow.
Okay, so Grimes.
What are you going to call it at preschool?
Grimes tweeted out kind of the explanation. Okay, so she said X refers to unknown variable. Okay.
Are they not sure what it? It's a boy, right? They're not sure.
The I, okay, or the AE,
yeah,
you know,
got it.
Is, quote, my elven spelling of AI, which means love or artificial intelligence.
Did she say elven? Is she an elf?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm real confused.
Finally, A-12 is a nod to the precursor to SR-17, the favorite aircraft of the Musks.
Okay.
No weapons, no defenses, just speed. Great in battle, but nonviolent.
That is a lot of factors going into a name.
Yeah, and the A in the A-12 is short for Archangel.
Okay.
Which is her favorite song.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say some prayers for that kid. Shall we?
So all
because
I was seeing,
I feel like that's a rough road that they're laying ahead.
On Twitter, where all these people like tweeting about how you pronounce this kid's name, and then like,
did they come up with a nickname? Is there something we can call it?
I think Ash.
Ash? Are they going to go with Ash?
Ash maybe is what it seems, but who knows?
Ash Musk.
Who knows?
Okay.
So there you go.
That makes me feel more comfortable And really, that's what this is about, right? Is
it's about your comfort, right? Sure, your comfort level.
But I need, you know, I worry because every parent, I think, goes through the list of names that you're considering. It's like, how can kids in school make fun of this name?
Well, and then
that's how we eliminated a lot of them.
I feel like also the name you're given helps dictate the career path you go down.
Yes. I feel like that, not to put pressure, but you're kind of setting the stage for your child's life with this moniker that you are bestowing upon this poor child.
So Elon Musk and Grimes, they welcomed their baby boy Monday night and shared the photos along with the baby's name, which is
XAEA-12
Musk.
Okay. All right.
I like it's hard for us to describe what it looks like, so we'll tweet it out if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Okay. Let's hope they go with, nickname Ash or something. Yeah. Because, again, I worry about preschool. Like, we were going to go with Eva Grace instead of Ava. I was in love with Eva. But my husband was afraid that at some point she'd be evil Eva. So we nixed it. And that's how she became Ava. These are the things that we think about.
Sure, absolutely.
We're trying to.
And you know what? Maybe they thought of all those.
Maybe.
Maybe they did.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think.
All I know is that
if that's what they decided on, I don't think they considered all that.
If any rapper is trying to write a diss rap to them, there's no way they're going to rhyme anything to that, right?
You can't even see it. Right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh, celebrities are fun.
All right, coming up, it is a dive to Craigslist to the misconnection section.
Because people need love, too.
Yep, we're all quarantined, so it's Craigslist quarantine connections is what we're going to dive into here on the way in about 10 minutes or so. You know, people need to find love, Kelly.
Yeah, they do.
All right. So
now more than ever.
Yep. We're going to go to your stomping ground, kind of, Stony Brook.
Oh, yeah.
And then, look for an old flame on Southern Parkway.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist quarantine connections.
Want to go first?
Yeah, I think I should probably go first.
All right.
Stony Brook, man for woman. You have short blonde hair. Extremely good looking. Usually have earbuds in.
So far they're describing.
I have seen you at least a dozen times walking down Stony Brook, either going towards Hurstbourne or away from Hurstbourne. That's kind of my hood. I have asked you once if you needed a ride from Kroger's because it was raining really hard that day.
Multiple Kroger's, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You looked terrified, screamed, ran away like the Dickens. Dang you fast.
Oh.
And I like that. You dropped your ho-hos, and I remember thinking you were going to be mad when you got home about that.
Oh.
I know I would.
Yeah.
I promise I'm not a creeper, and I was honestly just trying to get you home safely.
Sure.
And maybe score some smoochies.
Oh.
Catch a glimpse of your bazungas.
Oh.
And maybe a snack. I love me some ho-hos. HMU, and I'll bring the ding-dong. Get it?
She's talking about Little Debbie's, right?
Yeah, the snack cakes.
We think?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Those are delicious.
Sure. It's Craigslist Quarantine Connections. This one's just titled Vicky, Early 2000s, Southern Parkway.
Okay, so we're looking for maybe a lost love.
Maybe. You was a horse trainer at heart, but worked as a temp in a warehouse.
Wow. That's different.
You lived in a duplex and kept electrolyte in the fridge. House was furnished from Goodwill and smelled like peanut butter. I like that. You lived like an 80-year-old, but strangely, that didn't bother me. Maybe it was that hot makeout session on the old floral couch that ended in my asthma attack from the dust.
Whoa! Oh, wow!
It was worth it. We shared a cherry popsicle and had a dance party that broke that old coffee table.
Oh, no!
Was that why you never called me back? Did grandmas always have cherry popsicles?
Well, I don't think she was an actual grandma, though. I think she just lived like one with the home furnishings and the dusty couch and the old coffee table that got broke.
The house that smells like peanut butter?
Yeah! That's a lot. But, man, dang, Vicky!
Well,
we miss you!
We hope they can reconnect.
That's fine, Vicky.
This has been Craigslist Quarantine Connection. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of Kentucky and a Cash Relief, where coming up here in just about another 15 minutes or so, you can get another word that will get you in to win $1,000 of Kentucky and a Cash Relief, brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment here on 99.7 DJX. You see where some of the Wendy's are running out of beef?
That is bad, because they kind of specialize in burgers.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess you're going to need to go with the nugs or the chicken sandwiches at some of the locations. And, you know, obviously Wendy's is a huge, huge company. And so maybe it doesn't affect us. But according to reports, locations in California, South Carolina, and Kentucky some of the locations are going to have to not offer beef.
I've heard rumblings that just meat in general might become hard to come by, because the plants, like the processing plants, have had to shut down.
Right.
So that could be. So do we buy like a deep freeze? Do we like stock up?
Man, I'll tell you. What's happening? This is what I miss. I miss having, like, my mom had a freezer that was probably as big as this console.
Yeah.
In the basement.
Right.
And she would keep things from, like, for decades in that deep freeze.
Oh.
And she'd like pull out.
That
she'd
doesn't sound like it's recommended.
I turned out okay.
Okay.
I mean, and it was like you would open it up and the light would come on and the frost steam would come out and you'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm about to find some treasures. And so
it's like a time capsule.
It's like a time capsule. Wow. But like, I miss having one of those around, because yes, Kelly, like you, I'd probably just be like, all right, well, you know, I'll just, you know, put a couple bags of hamburgers in there,
or some, buy a cow,
some ground meat.
Yeah.
And get that in there. But even Kroger announced that they're going to limit ground beef and fresh pork purchases in some of the stores. And Costco's already said that they're going to be restricting meat purchases to 3 per customer. So, I mean, I think that this is going to be kind of a thing for a while as we move on, that you're just
like, can someone deem the meat processing plants essential? Get them open.
Just like toilet paper and things like that, you're going to be limited in how many things you can buy. So, but yeah, it seemed weird that like Wendy's of all places.
I know.
I mean, like, why not McDonald's or, you know, one of the other big burger chains, you know?
Yeah. What's the difference in the meats?
Huh?
Huh?
Okay, maybe we don't want to know.
Do we? We launch into an expose on that? What? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that's for you and I.
Okay.
To do. All right. Hey, coming up next, it's a little setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do.
Sure.
When you're headed to breakfast.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So there you go. We head to Washington for this one. On the way. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We always try to give you these stories to let you know that even, you know, when you may think that things are not necessarily perfect for you in your life, you can at least look at these stories and look at these choices that these other people are making and going, well,
I'm doing okay.
I'm not as bad as I think.
Okay.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, driving 192 miles an hour on your way to breakfast, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fast.
192 miles an hour. Police in Snohomish, Washington, which is right outside of Seattle, arrested this driver as he was caught going that fast in a 60 mile an hour zone.
It's kind of like a mountainous area too, isn't it? I mean, the Pacific Northwest isn't like Flatlands, Indiana. Right. I'm just saying. Sounds like some dangerous, probably curvy roads.
Yeah, there was some alcohol involved too. So definitely not a combination that we should be doing there. But basically, once arrested, the arresting officer said that the guy, the 31-year-old, said that he was on his way to get breakfast.
Okay.
Listen,
he must have been real hangry.
I was going to say, I've gotten to the point where I feel like my insides are going to eat themselves.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think 192 miles an hour. One, I don't even own a car that would go 192 miles an hour.
I don't think mine could either.
Which, by the way, he was driving a Corvette.
Ah.
Shout out to Bowling Green.
Holla. They make a quality product right there.
Well done, Bowling
that
Green.
That can handle 192 mph.
Well done.
The tires are still on. All right.
But yeah, definitely charged with DUI and reckless driving, but
don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm thinking, if there's a breakfast place that I want to drive 192 miles an hour to get to, which one is going to be?
Is it going to be a Waffle House kind of situation? Is it Denny's?
Am I thinking like a Wild Eggs?
Mm.
Or am I going
like... bougie.
IHOP? Or am I going like a Big Boy? Frisch's Big Boy?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe an IHOP? Yeah?
Maybe. But listen, you probably... IHOP, the lines can get a little dicey. There's a lot of people... usually end up waiting when you show up. So that's probably the justification for going so fast, to try to beat the line. Beat the rush, maybe? The breakfast rush?
Yeah, but like, you know, like a Waffle House is open 24/7. So,
right. You
know, there's not going to be necessarily a need to go 192 miles an hour to make sure you get the table that you want.
Sure. Right. Bob Evans?
Bob Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, if he got busted on a Sunday morning, they got that Sunday morning rush. I mean, not right now they don't, but
no. They
got that Sunday morning rush.
Right.
You know, that you could be waiting up to 45 minutes for a table at Bob Evans.
Okay. It's at this point we should say nothing is ever going to be good enough to justify 192 miles an hour.
Well.
Especially if you're drinking. Bad.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that.
We don't ever want to condone drinking.
No.
And driving.
Never. Don't do that. Even if you were of complete sound mind and body, driving 192 miles, never recommended.
But I gotta be honest, maybe 192 miles an hour for like some moons over Miami, man, that's some good stuff right there.
Hash brown casserole, that'll do it for me.
Or the Waffle House hash browns?
Yes!
Smashed in...
yeah, all of that. Oh, dang.
All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So, porch pirates are a bad thing, right?
Bad thing, yep.
You don't want people stealing stuff off of your porch.
No.
What happens if someone is mysteriously giving you things on your porch?
It's like the reverse of a porch pirate.
There's apparently a beer fairy on the loose in Ohio.
Okay.
So, Brooke Baxter recorded a couple of videos on her Ring doorbell camera.
Wow.
Of some mysterious care packages being dropped off at her house. She put up on the Facebook, because that's what you do when you come across this kind of footage.
Sure.
Someone dressed as a pig dropping off this little bag full of goodies in the middle of the night. Another time wearing an oversized T-Rex outfit.
Okay.
Which is always fun. Right? In there, candy, snacks, toys and games for the kids, along with beer and wine for the adults.
Look at that.
I'm kind of like, all right. Listen, do you want me to give my address out?
Was it just a...
just in case?
Was it just a random act of...
just a random act of kindness?
Wow.
The beer fairy on the loose in the Ohio area. So, wearing a costume. And so, you see on the video,
mm-hmm.
and there's not really any audio, but they just put the bag on the porch, do a little hey-yo dance for the camera.
Because
they figure they're being recorded.
Cam, yeah.
Exactly. And then dash off into the night.
Wow.
So, again, I live in the Stony Brook area.
Okay.
If there's any beer fairies that would have blessed our porch with some goodies like that, I'm partial to Arbor Mist. It's not expensive. $8, I'll do ya.
No, it's...
just
it's
saying.
Not.
I like ho-hos, too.
All right, so there chocolate. You go. That's your feel-good.
And I like Star Crunches. And I like a lot of Little Debbie cakes.
And listen, beggars can't be choosers, Kelly.
Cheetos. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just putting it out
there,
chocolate chip cookies.
Can't be choosers.
What?
If the beer fairy decides to bless you with some stuff, you're going to accept what they give you.
Listen, they're in Ohio. Maybe they might make their way down to Kentucky. I'm just saying.
Okay, let's hope.
I invite the beer fairy to Stony Brook.
All right, there you go. That's your feel good. Do them every hour here on DJX. Can we make this not a thing? Apparently, there is at least a few that have tried to...
it's a new challenge.
...be on this challenge...
a TikTok challenge.
And listen, I'm not even going to say that it's caught on, but it's
no.
It's got the attention of enough people that there are like website articles devoted to the pee yourself challenge. Where yes, and I've only seen guys, because of course we do.
Uh-huh.
Film themselves in a bathroom. With the mirror.
Dance challenge.
Why?
And then you just see a wet spot appear.
But why?
Pee your pants challenge.
Why?
That's challenge.
So gross. Peace.
Yeah, so...
like, so gross.
Like I said...
like, beyond gross.
I don't think it's mass appeal yet, and let's hope not it ever gets there, but it's gotten the attention of enough websites because of a few TikTok accounts... who later, by the way, went back and said, "Well, it was intended to poke fun at how pointless viral internet challenges are."
Really?
Okay.
Let's make our point in another way, please.
Here's the thing.
That's disgusting.
Kelly and I did the pee yourself challenge probably a decade ago.
We did.
Listen, before TikTok was even invented.
Explain it, though. when you say it like that. Listen, we were wearing adult diapers.
Right. Like, this makes it any better.
It was based off of a parenting magazine article written by Jay Moore, who says that he and his wife decided to see what the hubbub was about because they're trying to potty train their kid and couldn't understand why the kid didn't want to stop peeing in the diaper. So they're just like, you know what? We're going to try to pee in the diaper.
And we discovered it's very hard as grown adults to let your body just go in your pants.
Yeah, no, because your brain becomes wired when you're potty trained as a child that you're not supposed to pee in your pants. So again, we did that, but you had to explain it. You had to explain it.
We already did it.
Not doing it again.
We don't have
to. Stop looking at me like that. I'm not peeing in my pants. No. Nope.
What's weird about that bit, we did it like 10 years ago.
We still have it. Do you want to play it?
Let's just do that. I still have the adult diapers.
Oh, wow.
Because I had to get Depends. I had to get like adult diapers.
Do those things break down over time?
I don't think so.
Are they as absorbent as they need to be?
I would imagine.
Point?
I mean, they've been barely touched by human hand.
Listen, you should just replay the original experiment. Just
I don't think we need to even do that.
Original experiment.
I think we need to just use that as a small chapter in our past.
It was
Kelly.
A small chapter. We ended up having to pull up effects of water running to try to get us to go.
And we will move past it. But just know that quarantine has affected people in different ways.
It's making them crazy. Listen, you're at home. The bathroom's down the hall. You don't have to pay yourself. Stop it.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. So we can move past that, right? We can check that off the list and say no one's doing the pee yourself challenge.
Oh, I ignored it completely. I did. I was just going to go skip through my life without talking about it.
All right, so we're going to go from that to a naked Australian wrestling a python to save a kitten, okay?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Gosh, it is great. Nick is the hero we need.
Yes.
In this
pandemic.
And
he's not even wearing a cape.
He's wearing nothing.
Yep.
All right, that's coming up. To Australia we go, mate.
Crikey.
Where literally 2020 couldn't get any more 2020 than with yet another headline that just kind of raises an eyebrow. Naked Australian wrestles python to save kitten.
Wow.
That's where we are.
That's a lot.
Nick is his name. Heard his partner Karen screaming in the early hours of the morning. She had discovered that they're... Sorry.
Crikey. Okay, Crikey.
Thank you.
Honey.
And so there was a python in their garden.
Oh, wow.
And had coiled itself around Lil.
Lil?
Lil was their little kitten.
Oh, no. Meow.
Yes.
Meow.
So, Nick, it's early in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Nick sleeps in the buff.
Oh, wow. Airs it out a little
airs
bit.
Airs it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, airs it out.
All right.
Is it warm this time of year?
In Australia? Sure.
All right.
He said he jumped up naked, of course, ran outside. Couldn't just unwrap it. I don't know if he's talking about the snake or... Something else there.
Okay. Wow, but he needs to be careful.
He said...
He is really exposed.
He is exposed himself, yeah.
Yeah.
He said he could see that the cat was starting to slow down a bit, so seconds were ticking.
Starting
right?
to lose consciousness.
So he said he found the center of the coil near where the head would have been and just put his hand in there and grabbed the head of the snake. And the snake uncoiled. And,
oh my God.
I mean, the snake got him a little bit on the arm, but he's fine. But the kitten escaped.
Oh, just thank God he got him on the arm.
I know.
And not somewhere
I
else.
Mean, because, listen, a naked guy running around, things are exposed.
Yeah.
And a snake may be grabbing something, the closest thing to grab onto. And,
oh, God.
Crikey!
Wow. I'm uncomfortable.
But
dang.
Now
but kitten, Naked Nick,
kitten saved.
He found and saved the kitten.
Yeah, there you go.
From the clutches of evil.
From the clutches of the snake.
Dang.
So yeah, Nick from Australia.
Listen, that's just another reason to not live in Australia. Things like pythons. Hanging out in your garden. No, sir.
Right.
I don't want to live in a place where that's possible. Nope.
Yeah, no, not at all. So
that's too much wildlife for me.
Listen, Nick. The hero we need.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them are stark naked.
Like Nick.
Wow.
Feel good every hour. Campbellsville University. What up, Kelly K?
Jessica Simpson.
And
the
feel good
story. Well, not that one. She's just a 32-year-old mom.
Oh.
Of a 22-month-old named Evie.
Okay.
And she went viral because she picked up a new hobby during the pandemic. She's dressing Evie up as inappropriate movie roles and pop culture icons.
Oh.
and they're pretty amazing. Oh, let me just... She recreated Bruce Willis's iconic air duct scene from Die Hard with, again, 22-month-old Evie.
Okay.
Dressed as Bruce Willis in the air duct.
All right.
It's kind of amazing.
Right.
Also dressed her up like Hannibal Lecter in a cage.
Wow. From
holding
like
a knife
Silence
and fork.
Of the Lambs?
Plastic, of course. Yes. Sure. She rocks the Uma Thurman yellow and black suit from Kill Bill.
All right. Appropriate.
Complete with a tinfoil sword. Madonna's gold cone bra for Vogue.
Okay.
Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time video outfit.
All right.
Yeah. And even Walter White from Breaking Bad. A 22-month-old baby named Evie.
Hey, you got to have fun with it, right?
This is the best kind of dress-up sesh ever. So I'll tweet it out so you can see these pictures.
All right.
The pictures are magical. And she's got talent. I'll say that. At Ben and Kelly Show.
The murder hornets and heard the news stories about the murder hornets and all that stuff.
Well,
and
people are freaking out because they started to invade Washington State,
right? They're big. They apparently devastate honeybee crops, and they're just big hornets. And
they kill, like, what, 50 people a year?
Yeah, in Japan. So this Nathaniel Peterson, Coyote Peterson, he's a wildlife host. He decided, you know, I want to show you what it's like to actually get stung by a murder hornet.
Now listen, he did this like a year ago. So is he a trendsetter? I mean, he did this before was like in the news.
You got to wonder, like, okay, so what's he going to do? Just walk into a like beehive of murder hornets and get stung? No. So what he has is like a jar that has a murder hornet inside of it. And
okay.
He takes like these special tweezers, pulls it out of the jar.
Oh, it's probably real mad when it
does
that.
And like taunts it a little bit. Well, not taunts it. He just talks about it and then sets
it
on.
You're not that big.
I know, right?
You're not that scary.
Basically then just sets it on its arm and then the hornet like goes.
Pierces its arm.
Gets
him.
Yeah. And then he puts it back in the glass jar. So.
And then the reaction.
Oh, this thing's stuck in my arm. Oh!
Okay.
By the way, why are we playing this? Like, this is terrifying.
Well, yes. I don't know.
How bad is it?
Oh, man. Wave of dizziness really quick.
Oh, dizziness.
Ah! Oh!
Oh, wow.
Oh, that sounds searing pain.
Searing pain. Okay. So pretty much all the things that you were expecting what's going to happen, happened.
That sounds like me on the toilet after Cinco de Mayo. I mean, if we're being honest.
Absolute steering pain!
Yeah, that's accurate.
There's where the steering went in right there. Did you not see how slow this thing was?
Oh!
Okay, so that sounds like it's a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you were wondering what it feels like to get stung by a murder hornet.
That guy took one for the team.
Yeah.
So you don't have to.
Nathaniel decided to go ahead and let you hear what that sounds like.
Listen, his name's Coyote. He's earned it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Coyote.
He earned it with all that.
He is the host of Brave Wilderness. So we'll get that posted so you can actually see it if you want. WDJX.com.
You know what? Bear Grylls was even looking at that and like, nope, not doing that.
Yeah, Bear Grylls is like, yeah,
no.
I'm going to let you handle that one, Coyote.
Too aggressive.
Yeah, right. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, looking for that Mother's Day gift for your mom? Well, look no further than our website, WDJX.com. We got something real nice for her.
Don't forget, it's this weekend, right?
It is this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
All right.
Literally on Sunday.
Wow.
Literally Sunday.
Okay.
So yeah, we're looking for the perfect mom, and WDJX.com, you can nominate her, and she could get a nice big old prize pack.
Awesome.
Charcuterie board. Charcuterie board.
That is hard to say.
Yeah, it really is.
But it's easy to eat.
Yeah, some sunglasses and a whole bunch of stuff. So you can see what you can win and you can get her something real nice. I mean, you can put all your eggs in that basket.
Yes.
Hope for the best.
Have we decided how we're getting the stuff to people since our office is closed? And time is of the essence. Have we thought about that?
Yeah, maybe it's a IOU written on a napkin. You know, we'll figure that out, right? All right, so yeah, WDJX.com, click win and get your mom in on that. So, you know, 5 o'clock, you know, Governor Beshear is going to be on television giving us our Kentucky update about COVID-19. We've got, you know, Governor Holcomb there in Indiana. He gives updates there on the coronavirus as well. You know, all these, you know, governors and mayors, they're all trying to keep their communities abreast of what's happening in their own unique way.
Okay.
Governor Jim Justice, he's the governor there in West Virginia. He had a unique way of giving the news about reopening West Virginia. To his credit, he says it was a glitch that caused you to hear something he didn't actually say.
However, you did find the unedited video, correct?
And I watched it like 12, 20 times, 50 times.
Glitches don't add words.
So we're just going to let you hear it for yourself with the proper censor beep in place.
And I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
Okay. I mean, all right.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen.
That didn't sound like a glitch. It sounded like a censor beep because he said a naughty, naughty word.
We are all sick of the pandemic. We're
of
all
course.
Sick of quarantining. We're
I
all
mean,
sick of all of this.
Same.
We get it.
Yeah.
And everything that I saw on Twitter was like, you know, everybody was not necessarily blasting him. They were just like, hey, man, we get it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, like, we got you. We
but
feel you.
The governor came back and was like, yeah, that was a glitch.
Today at our news briefing, there was an audio glitch.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And it sounded like that I had said a bad word.
Okay. It did sound like that.
Was it also a face glitch when your lips looked like you said it?
Yeah.
A word that I would never say, nor have I ever said.
Really? Never, ever? Never have I ever?
I'm going to go ahead and call a hard pass on that. I mean, we've all been there where we've stubbed our toe or something's happened and adult words have flown out of our mouth.
Yeah. Never, never?
Yeah. So.
Never have I ever?
Could you imagine?
I mean, again, the unedited video exists.
Yeah, we got it posted at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter if you want to see it.
No interruption in the picture.
None.
You see his mouth.
I mean, could you even imagine Governor Beshear out there dropping
with
some language
dad jeans.
Like that?
Yeah.
If they follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
I feel like it's going to get to that. It could get that.
Feel good stories do this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So we go to Wilmington, Delaware for this, a woman recently took it upon herself to ensure that no one in her community went hungry amid the coronavirus pandemic. All so right. Louise Eliason rounded up 120 volunteers from her church and neighborhood to deliver lots of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to a local nonprofit organization. Now, she did this the right way. She read all the guidelines for the CDC and food handling articles, making sure she was taking all the proper precautions.
Uh-huh.
People would drive up to her church parking lot on Friday through Sunday, open the trunks, drop their PB&J sandwiches, drop off completely contact-free, all the things. She had two designated volunteers wearing all the proper protective gear, handling the deliveries. The first weekend, she helped deliver 120 sandwiches, which is pretty good.
Look at that.
This last weekend, she had delivered her 10,000th sandwich.
Wow.
That's a lot of PB&J.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's Louise making things happen in Delaware.
I'll tell you what. That is a fantastic sandwich. There are
it
so
is.
Many different variations of that
yes.
sandwich that you can use.
I put the sliced roasted honey almonds on top of the peanut butter. Add a little crunch.
Sure.
Delicious, delicious choice.
You can toast it. You can put it in a waffle iron.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Ooh, I do prefer my bread toasted a little bit.
Yeah.
On my PB&J's.
It's all good.
It's so, stuff.
There you go.
And now I'm hungry.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Ever since we've seen the name, we have no idea how it's actually pronounced or if it's actually even real. But according to everything that we've seen, Elon Musk and Grimes, their new baby boy, has indeed a name.
Elon Musk and singer Grimes welcome their first child together, and he may have the most unique celebrity baby name ever.
And that's saying a lot, because in the history of celebrity baby names, there have been some strange ones.
Yeah, we have highlighted the fact that, you know, my gosh, Blanket, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, you look at even the Kardashians in Chicago and Northwest and Stormy, and you know, they're just unique baby names.
Gravity, Pilot Inspector, Fuchsia, and more.
Okay.
And now I think we are, I guess,
adding this to the list
as the top weirdest.
X-A-A-12 Musk.
All right, there you go. X-A-A-12 Musk. And that's the like symbol, like the A and the E slammed up against one another.
I need to see a copy of the birth certificate. Is that what they're really printing on there?
I don't even know.
How are you going to do roll call at preschool with all that going on?
Not a clue.
That is just going to befuddle and bewilder every teacher from here on out that kid's ever going to have.
Elon Musk, his girlfriend Grimes' mother, tweeted out kind of a breakdown of what it all means. X refers to the unknown variable.
Okay.
The ah is, quote, my elven spelling of AI, which means love and or artificial intelligence.
Did she just say she's an elf?
Yes.
Okay.
Finally, A-12 is a nod to the precursor to SR-17, our favorite aircraft. No weapons, no defenses, just speed, great in battle, but nonviolent.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's maybe not name our kids after airplanes.
And the A in A-12 is short for Archangel, which she says is her favorite song.
That's sweet. Here's the thing. We could just go, would you shorten it? Angel. A lot of people like name their kids Angel, and that's normal. And here's, we just have to think about the kids' experience as they walk through life with that moniker.
So
that's what I worry about.
Yeah, you know, okay. Well, yeah.
You know, we really mulled over a lot of names and the ways that maybe kids could make fun of it. Like Ava was supposed to be Eva.
Right.
I was in love with Eva Grace forever. And my husband was afraid at some point she'd be called Evil Eva and shot it down.
Right. So
she became Ava.
What you name a kid has obvious lasting repercussions.
Yes, it could. That's what we're saying.
All right. So if you want to read more about it, we got to post it for you up at WDGX.com. If you want to catch up on anything that you may have heard on the show, whether it be Craigslist, quarantine connections, or the setting the bar stories.
Getting stung by a murder hornet
on
purpose.
Oh my gosh, yeah. WDGX.com, click listen, the podcast.
The naked Australian saving the kitty from the python. That was aggressive.
You can,
that was a moment.
Catch yourself up on any and all things there. All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay,
thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.